Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot.
Better make your ass come off top.
I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Time, what's good, brother?
Crack like a duck.
We chilling. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We kicking it. Miss Bata, what's happening?
How y'all doing tonight?
Chilly,
cooling,
relaxing.
Good.
That's good.
All right. Miss Candy.
What's up, everyone?
Hello,
hey.
Candy.
How you be? All right. Well, the gang's all here. Let's have a little fun tonight.
Hey, guess all what, right. Y'all? Guess what I did today? Anybody want to take a wild guess? I stopped smoking.
You did what?
I stopped smoking.
Oh, yeah, today?
Again? All right.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm still cool,
man.
I got the little e-cigarette. Shit, I've been smoking on this motherfucker all day.
It's going to be cool.
You know, if you can get past, 7 days... Shit, I got about 27 minutes.
Really?
So
about
you
gonna, 27
like, minutes
you know,
ago.
Wing yourself off of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to stop smoking, man. Motherfucker, cigarettes went up to $10 a pack.
What?
$10? What? They $10 a pack here.
Oh.
What? No.
Yeah.
I have to have coupons when I get my cigarettes now. So let them go any higher. I promise I quit. Yeah, they $10 here. That shit went up on January 1st. I would have quit last year. Like, okay. Ain't going up on the cigarettes. Let me start weaning myself off now.
God damn. That's a lot for a pack of squares, man.
$10. It is. That's a hell of a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mom used to send me to the store for some Winston's. Them bitches was $2.50.
Hey, I'll give you one even better. Cool 50 Kings was $1.75 at Mr. Dave's.
They sure was.
What the fuck happened?
Boy,
$10, man. I can't afford that shit no more, man. That's $100 a carton.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot of motherfucking money for those pack squares. I'm sorry.
It is, man. Motherfuckers might as well stop bidding because ain't nobody giving them out no more. Not many people anyway.
You gotta up 50 cents for what?
Exactly.
Shoot, a dollar.
Dollar, not so.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's too much. That's way too much.
Indeed.
$10 for a pack of cigarettes, baby.
$10.
Give me that sticker. What is it? What's that patch? I want the patch. I want the medicine they give you on the commercials to make you help you quit. Oh yeah, I want all that.
Yeah, I take that shit too. Yeah, I take that.
Alright, so yesterday we left off with what did we leave off with? Somebody, the party.
Mhm.
How are we supposed to find out what type of string ding was it?
It was okay. It was a good New Year's Eve party. I enjoyed myself. It was much more crowded than the last one I went to, but, you know, I think this is a different group, so it was a different group of people. And so it was just a little bit different, but this one had a lot more people than the last one I went to. And, I mean, you know, it was normal, typical stuff. Women walk around with no bra, titties hanging out. But I think the funniest part was this one guy who, what's the things called that men wear them little Speedo shorts?
Oh, wow.
Biker shorts?
Yeah, they look like biker shorts, but I don't know, but they were real tight. They kind of look like, but they look like draws. They look like draws, but they really tight, so you could see the man's print, his dick print. And he kept trying to give my guy a pair of his drawers. He was like, I swear you put some of these drawers on, your dick's probably going to be hanging down past your knee. I was like, why would he want to wear your drawers?
Oh.
He had a bunch of different pairs in a bag. Like, he had on some gold ones, but then he had some silver ones in the bag, and then he had on some black. I think he had some black ones in there. I can't remember the colors. He had all these different colors, and he wanted other guys to dress like him. He had nothing on but them, like, little Speedo drawers.
That's them white people for you.
Wait a minute, stop. What did you say, Candy?
I said, that's them damn white people for you.
Was he white?
Yes, he was.
I'm just actually, the way Candy said it, like, fucking white people.
Now, it is. Fucking white people. That's why I don't mess with
them. Then, you know, they took over the whole hotel, so the whole hotel was just us, people like us or whatever, people that were swinging and all this type of shit. So the main floor was supposed to be the sixth floor where everybody was getting together or whatever. So we just go up there. We always just like to go. We walks around just to go see what's going on, you know. So we go in this one room. They was real cool or whatever, these, you know, this couple. This one girl was just laying on the bed with her legs wide open while some dude was eating her out. But then the wife out in the hallway, the guy's wife who was eating the other girl out, she out in the hallway. So then the dude, he finished eating her out. And then he comes down in the hallway and grabs his wife's head with his dick still hanging out his pants and just rammed her face into his dick and made her start sucking his dick right in the middle of the hallway. And we were just looking like, damn.
That's some shit.
But then it was funny because then he turned around and looked at us and gave us that look like, yeah. I got it like that. And what else was funny that happened? Oh, this one guy brought this girl a gift. They wasn't together, but he had brought her this gift. Some, and I know I heard of it before, but y'all heard of them panties that vibrate to music?
No, I never heard of that.
They look like little thongs for women, and you put it on, and but the front part is right on your clit, right on the woman's clit, and while the music playing, the panties are vibrating to the sound of the music.
Oh, wow.
So she's going around.
Somebody's going to get rich off that shit.
Rich than a motherfucker, boy. What's up out of it?
So she's going around like, can y'all connect? Y'all want to feel? So she laying on the bed so everybody can feel the vibration, how it's moving to the music. So we just went over there. We stealth on to whatever, trying to see whatever. But, I mean, overall, it was okay. It was an okay party. I liked the first one better because I liked that group of people better. But there were some cool people here, too. Mm-hmm.
Same hotel?
Huh?
Same hotel as the other one?
No, this is a different hotel. It was still an indie, though, but, yeah, it was a different hotel. Mm-hmm. So I have fun. Mm-hmm.
So you know your buddy might want you to call him back.
My who?
No, I was talking to him.
Oh.
You said what now?
She might want you to call her back. She dropped off. So. You know what I mean?
You know what? I thought about you, Father Tad, when I was in there, because it was this guy. Oh.
Hold on one second.
Oh,
shit. Hello?
Did you drop off?
I don't know what happened. I was just running my mouth, and then it was like complete silence. I'm like, okay. And then I'm looking at my phone, and it's recharging and saying headset and all this. I'm like, oh, no.
Okay.
So.
What was you saying to
me? I was thinking, I said this one guy reminded me of Father Tad, because he was in there, and him and his, looked like his girl or wife or whoever she, you know, she was. But she, I don't know if she had smoked something or what, but she just kept getting up, walking off, right? And I think that last time, she was gone for a good minute because they were sitting right at the table next to us. For, I think, after like 15, 20 minutes, he kept jerking his head like, where is this bitch at?
Damn right. Bitch out.
Somebody finna get their ass whooped.
I'd have told the motherfucker to turn at the table next to me, man. Hurry up, get your drink, dog, because this bitch about to close.
Lord, have mercy.
I mean, it was just the way he kept looking around, and we looking at him, and I mean, he looking on the dance floor. He just kept turning his head like, this bitch been gone for about 30 minutes.
Hey, you had a swinging party, and she goes, hey, think about it, Father. She had a swinging party. She gone longer than 30 minutes. Well, she come back pulling that dress down, boy, y'all can see you now. Oh, bitch, I'm going to tear this motherfucker up. Who would you with?
I'm about to tear this bitch up. I would have went looking for her. I wouldn't be turning my head, man. I'd have physically been walking around that bitch, looking every single room. Let me catch this bitch fucking up.
Oh, goodness.
But now, wait a minute. Now, she said it's six floors. It was six floors, dog. And you got to estimate, it got to be, what, 20, maybe 30, 40 rooms on each floor? How you going to find
them? I'll check the last one off. Man. I guarantee you I was going to find her. I bet you that.
That hotel was full. It was full, too. No more rooms available.
Mm. Oh, hell no.
Shit like that, motherfucker making money hand over fist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How much did it cost to get in there?
It's $50 for couples. And then single women were free, but it was mostly a lot of couples in there. And then single men are like
$80. Shit, I found somebody outside. Hey, let's go in together. Okay.
Right.
$80.
Yeah, now that would have made sense. Like, hey, look, baby. Look, I know you finna get in for you, but shit. I'm just trying to spend $50 and not this motherfucking $80. So just walk in with me.
Right. Shit, we together right now.
Thank you.
Once we get in, I'll see you when I see you, but shit, right now, we together.
But then you got to think, now some motherfucker might be like, well, shit, I need that other 30 that you was going to give.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Shit, you push on. Shit, I catch the next one. Whoever coming next. Hey, can I go in with you?
No, you can't be out there like a panhandler.
You got shit.
You got to change. You got to change. All right, so now let's just say, now the party just started. It's after 12. You still outside talking about, can I get in with you? Can I get in with you?
Shit. Fuck it. I'm going to keep trying this. Somebody going to say yes, man. Somebody going to feel sorry for me. Come on, motherfucker. Goddamn.
Hey, by the time you get ready to go in, motherfucker's coming out. God damn, that was a hell of a party. Did you see what she did? You like
I'll be hot as hell.
See?
I probably just start a fight for the hell of now. I'm pissed off. I'd have missed the whole party. Fuck it, I'm going to start some shit.
Had the police all up at the hotel.
Goddamn right, I'm snitching on everybody. He was in there. He ain't got no license, nothing.
Man, don't be jealous.
I know you can't be going in there acting like that.
$80, that's a lot of fucking money, man.
Mm-hmm.
For a party, well, then you ain't even guaranteed to get none?
I went to one where it was like $100. $100
mm-hmm.
a person.
Mm-hmm.
And no, actually, it was $100 per couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had a $50 ticket or something and went, oh, my goodness, I had never in my life experienced nothing like it.
I would love to go to one. I ain't lying. I would love to go to one.
I've never,
I swear
never
I would.
Could not believe.
But you can't be jealous of going to nothing like that. I mean, it's not like
no.
It's not like going to a club. So, you know, if I'm at a club, I ain't just going to let no man come up on me like that. You know what I'm saying? But at places like that, they asses will sneak up on your ass real quick. Like,
that'd be me.
If I got
I'm
with on
his ass, squeezing titties, I'm going to get my $80 worth.
You're going to stop the whole party. You know, man, I keep saying to myself, man, I'm gonna talk to Father Time about throwing some type of party like this, but you're going to get this motherfucker shut down, dog.
Hey, man, if I pay my money and get in that motherfucker, man, fuck that.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I mean, you're going to see women grinding on each other, you know, grinding their pussies on each other, all types of shit. I mean, they just do it right there out in the open. But my guy went and got a drink. He wasn't even gone 2 minutes. And I was just standing there waiting on him, and some guy came up and I thought it was him coming to dance with me or something. Some guy was grinding on my ass, trying to dance. Mm-hmm. You know, some white man. He claimed he knew me from the last party.
Say, I remember you, all that booty.
Hey, baby, I remember you.
That was it. That was it.
Okay, him and his wife. His wife said it to the side. Yeah, that's her. I never heard that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's their signal. That's the one I want to take home, baby.
Shit, you ain't got to take nobody home now.
Mm. Yeah, you at a hotel, so you go right to the room. That's what you
back to the room, baby.
Yeah. How about if you walk up on
I better be in the
like,
room with you when you go back to that motherfucker.
I mean, it was like, I went to one, and this one, I mean, they had mirrors on one wall, like all up against the wall. They had 6 beds, twin size beds lined up. And I mean, there was somebody on every bed, and then it was like people standing up against the wall just watching.
Yeah.
And I swear, it was this chick. She was, and I can say this because she was giving head to this man. And oh my goodness, she was like, I mean, she looked like her throat was dry, like her neck was hurting, like, I mean, but she was working it out, and I left, went to, like, 3 or 4 other places and came back, and she was still on the same knees, sucking the same man off. I was like, you should have went to a private room. I mean, I don't get it. You wasting all of this time. Because I was gone for a minute. And to come back, and she doing the same thing. And there was a guy in there that had been standing there for a long time, too. He said she's still doing the same shit she was doing when you left. I was like, oh, my God. That's crazy. Crazy.
You probably used to that shit.
Man, he was standing there. He said he was a voyeur, I think it was.
Mm.
He likes to watch.
You also got these people. This one guy, he was chasing his wife. You could tell she be having too much fun.
Every
5 minutes, he got her over his shoulder, bringing her back to the table. Because, you know, they be having the pole.
Now that would be father time. That would be father time right there. That would definitely be father time.
She tried to be a stripper on the pole. Then she dancing with like 3-4 women. He didn't mind that. But then she'll see a dude she think is cute. Then she be all up on the dude. And that's when, you know, he didn't got her. Brought her back to the table, and then she grinded on something. I said, oh, she done had too much to drink. He can't even call her.
I'm about to leave her ass. Fuck it. Go ahead. Your shit'll be packed when you get home.
That ain't the place for you.
No, it's not. Oh, my goodness. Funny.
Well, I could see him just wilding the fuck out, too. Just wilding out.
Yeah, if he do go, I think he should go by himself.
Oh,
Not with somebody that you care about, because I don't think you would be able to handle that.
Shoot, I know I can. I'm telling you now, I wouldn't be able to do it. She would not have no fun.
He'll put a chair in the corner. Don't even move from this chair.
You can look. But ain't no sampling.
Now just imagine if an old dude with the motherfucking speedos came running over there dancing in front of her. What's she supposed to do?
I mean, excuse me, bruh. She with me.
I mean, now hold on. You off on the dance floor. You got 2 pair of titties in one hand, and you got a big rider on your ass. You ain't paying attention.
Shit, I'm paying attention, bro. I might not look like
looking
I'm
over
now,
his
but
own
I'm, damn, I'm watching.
Okay.
I'm watching. So every, I see everything.
Let's say neither one
everything.
Of y'all.
Them people is good. I'm trying to tell you, they've probably been doing that shit for years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are sending the wife over there with you to preoccupy you, so they can so the guy
yeah,
can
yeah, they
didn't
have
their
eye on you.
Yeah,
trying to
they
keep
have
you
eye on you
for theyself.
Yeah, yeah, they be setting some shit up on you.
And he would fall for it because he'd be like, "Well, babe, I'm just gonna go have this one drink with her." And they say, "You done, fine. Now you done, baby. Where's your mind at? Oh, you over there drinking? Where is he now?" Like, bro, I brought a drinking dick over here for you. What do you say? Like, see, upside down, running through the damn chair.
I would go, but I would definitely go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go to one. I ain't gonna even lie. I ain't never been to one before, but I would love to go.
Y'all wanna know when the next one?
Yes.
No, I'm not driving no 400 miles to go to a goddamn party. Especially
if I ain't
guaranteed to get none either. Shit.
Well.
How much gas that is?
Oh
to
my god.
To be watching.
Mm-mm. That's why you take somebody that you can. That you take somebody that you can get in 50, and then you get with that person and have sex with that person. If you know, either way, you gonna get yours.
I think she throwing you a hint, dog. She wanna go.
I'm just saying. Hell no.
Yeah, you're speechless.
Every time.
Oh, my goodness. It's February. I'm going to get the exact date, but it's in February. It's a Mardi Gras thing. So, you know, I got to get my little mask. See what I'm going to wear.
With that black dress.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would look perfect.
Yes.
What if you're at Walmart or whatever and they bust out and somebody walk up to you and be like, "Hey, don't I know you from that part?" Like,
yeah, they was there too, folks. What we gonna say? We both was there.
Right. They gonna look at you crazy. You gonna look at them crazy.
That's just, that's just like an odd moment.
I mean, that would be something. That would be something.
You got your
what if I win? What if I went and saw somebody that I went to church with?
Right.
Girl, do you know? That would just blow my whole high buzz, whatever.
Why? Why would it?
They're
not doing the same shit you're doing.
Yeah, but now I'm turned, like, completely off.
I've been like, oh, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Do what you do.
Right.
Now I don't feel so bad.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck you.
That made me want to do more. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. We both gonna be at church that Sunday. Talk about. Mm-hmm. Yes. Lord.
Looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't make me call your baby mama. Don't make me call your baby mama.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I'm telling you,
I'm killing myself.
Ah, man, shit. That would be the last fucking thing to bother me if I seen somebody that went to my church. Hello, Reverend.
Oh, shit. Yes, I would be sick. I'd be like, look, take me to the room. Let me get drunk or something. I ain't going to be able to come.
He gonna try to take you to his room. Well, come on, let's go pray.
let me holler at you for a minute, sister.
Yeah, see, we going to repent tomorrow, but tonight we finna get medieval in this bitch.
No, I couldn't do it.
I let the congregation say amen.
I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it.
So you see the preacher, you would just run out of there.
Fuck too. Yeah.
Bring
it.
You just want to have the congregation.
Exactly.
Why you think Sister Odessa and Sister Johnson always arguing with each other? I can't stand that. I have it perfect.
Man,
you got, if you don't think that go on in the church, you got to be the most naive.
I know it does. Goes on in the church. I'm saying with my church.
Mm-hmm.
The church that
I'm church too.
I can't see it. I can't see it.
It don't matter. I mean, I just be like, you know, we look at each other like, and then we walk away. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an unspoken agreement with them looks. You don't say
yeah.
You're not gonna say
right. that one look in church.
Okay.
I'm saying like this.
As you get in here, who you know in here? You might know the same motherfuckers. Right.
I'm tell you like this. I'm gonna see the preacher. Hey, look here, bro. You work that side of the room. I work this side. We meet up in the middle. on three. 1, 2, 3. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you there for one reason, shit. I mean, come on. I'm like Father Ty. And I done paid $50. And if I came by myself, I paid $80. Rev, I thought, man, I ain't listening. And what the fuck did he tell you was here now?
Right, he can't see a damn thing.
It's not
thing.
That
don't
he
tell
can tell me anything.
Mama.
I would just be having flashbacks of him standing on the pulpit and praying for me or something like that. I would be like completely thrown completely off.
No, that motherfucker can't pray for me no more. That
exactly.
Shit don't work with me no more.
I know that. But at the same time, it would still throw me off. Like, I would have to go back and regroup, like, type shit.
I'd be like, hey, Mom, the preacher is foul, Mom. You need to quit going to that church. That motherfucker ain't right.
What
don't
you do is you go home.
That motherfucker.
You just go home after service and read your Bible some more.
Right, taking all the tithes, money, paying everybody's way to get in.
I mean, hey, can you imagine? You know your preacher's voice. You know your preacher's voice. Now you at the bar, you hear a motherfucker walk in. Now where the bitch is at?
Oh my goodness!
Reverend Lovejoy, right there.
I watched that. What's that show on Oprah Channel where the man was had I don't know how many babies with half the congregation. The wife knew about half of it, and didn't know about the other half or something. But
look here, let me listen.
I do know what happens.
If I'm in the congregation, if I'm the reverend, and they say I didn't admit it to fucking six of these women, I didn't fuck 12.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry
that's
about
what,
it.
That's for all men, like, period, though, right?
No, don't go for all men. You always got to try to change something up. You talking about your fucked up ass preacher. That's what we talking about. Your fucked up ass preacher.
Oh, my.
Your preacher must go to those things.
My fucked up preacher. All right now.
The honorable Reverend Leon Lonnie Love.
Hey. That motherfucker was funny as hell, though.
Yeah.
Leon Love. That motherfucker was funny as hell.
Oh, Leon Lonnie Love.
That motherfucker had me rolling, boy. Fuck with Gina.
That motherfucker ain't gonna be no banging in my church now. Ain't gonna be no banging.
I started anew. Oh, this is so cute. What was that? Hello.
Okay, so I want to see y'all at the next party. I'm going to remind y'all I want to get closer to the date.
I ain't gonna make that one. I can tell you that now. I got warrants. So I can't be fucking with you.
He be done got in all kind of trouble coming down here, huh?
Mm-hmm. Shit, man, you can't give me one of those parties, man.
Oh, why not?
I wouldn't know how to act.
Oh my goodness.
I'd be a serial rapist up in that bitch. Oh, my goodness.
What dick is this?
Yeah, it's like,
you got to ask me to join. I'm just going to fucking join.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, see, you can't be going around, see. No, you know what? Never mind, y'all. Never mind. We ain't gonna do it. Well, if we do it, we just not gonna let him know. I ain't got no bail money to be getting your ass out.
See, because I was trying to bring this back. Y'all can start doing y'all own Sin City party.
No, not with this stuff. You hear him? He's thinking everybody. Not ask. He ain't asking no questions. He's just running up in motherfuckers.
That's what kind of party it is. Shit, everybody do that when they walk in the door.
Everybody don't know that when they walked in the door. What is your problem, man?
Open season, dude.
Dog, we didn't have this conversation numerous times. How many times we gotta tell you cannot do that?
Shit, man, I'll be on my laptop looking at everybody's profile. Oh, that's all right there.
Hold on, man. We got some new callers calling in. We got two new callers. Callers, what's happening?
What's up, Zach?
What's up with you, big white?
Hey, I'm just hearing y'all, man. Y'all clowns.
I'm just saying, man. That's the whole purpose of the party.
Hold on, we got somebody else too, man. We got another person too. The other person want to say something? The other caller? Somebody else pressed one, so maybe they just listening. All right.
No still means Mike. No, Father Time.
Well,
not at right. This kind of party. You should have came to the party.
What? That don't mean we want to fuck everybody who want to fuck us.
Right.
Look, when I gave you the flyer, it was on there, open season. That's all I'm saying.
Lord have mercy.
I'm out.
Party time, we're not doing it. My guess is okay. I will not be a part of that. Hey, Mike, let me ask you, dog. Would you go to one of these parties? Would you go to a swingers party?
No.
You wouldn't?
Well, oh, if I mean, depends on the situation.
Shit, it's a party. Everybody fucking. That's the situation.
You a single man. You a single.
I mean, it's like the only way I go, you know what I'm saying, if I'm single. But if I'm married, nah, I wouldn't do it.
I just leave her ass at home. Hey, I'll be right back. Go shoot some pool.
I mean, because now these days you got what's called diseases out here, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't bring nothing home, you know? So, but if if I was married, I wouldn't go. You know what I'm saying? But,
what if she wanna go?
You know what I mean? Huh?
What if she want to go?
Relationship will be over. Mm-mm.
Say what? Oh. What?
No.
No, I mean, she want to go with you, man. She wants you and her to go together. Okay. All right, well, let's tone it down a little bit. Let's not say a swingers party. Let's say a strip club. Would you take it to a strip club?
Nope.
Really? All right, you
gotta
tell me.
No, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm the type of person, you know what I'm saying, I do not like to share.
Well, I agree with you, man. I wouldn't go to strip club my woman either. I wouldn't do that shit.
You do know most of these, you know, the majority of the strip clubs are it's females, nothing but females, so evidently she's ready to share you.
I mean, you know what I mean, but I don't know, but I just don't like to share.
Let me ask you this. Would you do a threesome if she asked you to?
Nope.
Well, that's what we disagree now. If she asked me, I would then. But she ain't gonna never ask, so.
Still wait on the question. Every time it sounds like she about to say threesome. What the fuck?
You know what?
I'm not going to interrupt
you.
What you got to say?
Father Time probably could have got one last year, but he's so fucking harsh on the motherfucker on the friends. I'd add bit. Well, he ain't going to get. You know what, Time? Let me ask you. Now, what if she do come to you, but it's one of the friends that you can't stand? What you going to do then?
I would still do it because she let me do it. I wouldn't turn down. At all. I don't give a fuck who you was
with. I mean, because seriously, I mean, in most of those situations, they usually get somebody, I mean, normally, especially like the first time, women usually get somebody that they feel they can trust. Somebody they feel like, okay, I can do this with her. And that's usually a friend. Am I right, lady? Am I wrong?
Yes, yes, yes.
But now, if he hates all the friends, how does that help him?
Well, I wouldn't hate him then.
That's too late. Ooh. You didn't kick every last one of her friends out the house before.
I'll make an exception to the rule just this one time. The friend,
hell no, I ain't doing it. Fuck him.
Well, shit, let's go find somebody else then. I'm not going to let her change her mind about it because I don't like her friend. Nah, we doing this shit. You should never brought it up.
Man, we're going to have to teach you that. We're going to have to put you in the class. How to get a friend 101.
She ain't gonna make it come back home
since
she found that woman.
Somebody. Can't bring that shit up and then change your mind.
Oh, goodness.
Well, you know rule number one, man.
So once you start, does she have to continue? Or what if she only want to do a few threesomes and then she don't want to do it no more?
I don't know.
My answer is no.
We'd have to reevaluate our relationship.
Mike, I gotta give you the first man to ever come on this show and say you wouldn't do it.
I don't share, you know what I'm saying? It's like this here. If she's talking about she want a threesome, the relationship will be over. Simple as that.
Really?
No answer, but I don't share. I don't share.
Okay, so
I'm not that harsh.
God, that right. God damn, I thought you was bad. Shit. Now, okay, Mike, are you still single, Mike?
Yeah, I've been single for 35 years.
All right.
Whoa, you say you've been single for 35 years?
I never been in no relationship.
Ever?
Nope.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Never been in no relationship. Born and raised in the G.
Oh, you know.
All right, Mike. All right, so I mean, all right, you single, so you could splurge to do those type of things. You still wouldn't do it.
Depends on the situation. Like I said, depends.
Okay, well, better yet, Mike, I got to put you in the hot seat. Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Not really.
Oh, not, wait a minute, Mike, come on, not what, okay, you got to talk to your boy, man. What do you enjoy about it?
I mean, you know what I mean, she's from now, you know what I'm saying, and I've been messing around with her for like 5 to 10 years.
Well, damn, y'all you know got some type of relationship.
You know what I'm saying? But it was, you know, but she wasn't serious. But she got 3 kids by 3 different men. I don't have 0 kids.
Okay, well, what that got to do with the threesome, though, bro?
What did you like about the threesome?
Y'all funny.
No, I'm serious. I want to answer what you didn't like about it to make you say, "Well, I would never do another one."
I don't know, man. I don't know, but when I stopped talking to her. You know what I mean? Just lost contact.
Mike,
I understand that, but what I'm saying is. When you did your threesome, something happened where you didn't like it. Were you to the point where you'll never do another one? What the fuck happened?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just keeping it real with you.
Well, did you come too early? Did you wing it hard? What happened?
All the above.
God damn. He came too early and didn't get back hard. Yeah. Okay. Too much excitement for you, young man. It's just too much excitement for you. City life's a little bit too much for you. It takes you back to the country. I wish a motherfucker would. I'd be calling Pop Tie. You gave one of that jerkies at the crib. I'm on my way. Y'all motherfuckers don't move.
Yeah, I mean, I'm conservative, but goddamn. I'd have met a motherfucker worse than me.
Yes, that caller that's sitting on the phone, her name is Lebanese Lover. That's a friend of mine.
Her name is. Oh, she won't say nothing.
I know.
But I don't know what to say. That's why you guys are just funny to me. It's really good, funny. What y'all talking about is hilarious.
Wait a minute, hold on, what was your name again?
You want my real name?
No.
If you choose to give it to me.
No, my name's Lebanese Lover.
Lebanese Lover.
Yep, like LL.
Okay, so we could just call you LL, right?
No, I'm not Liz, no.
Huh?
What did you say? Just call me
LL.
LL.
I thought you said something else. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, L. All right, we just gonna call you L then. All right, that's cool.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. I'm
just laughing at this guy you have on the talking to whoever he is. He's hella funny.
Oh, well, man, Mike.
Yeah, he's a fool.
Hey, Mike, just speaking of real. He's just speaking as real.
Yeah,
But he's funny. I can't talk. I've never had a threesome, so I don't know.
Never? Do you want one?
How many have never had a threesome? Raise your hands.
Right.
I can't raise my hand, but I can say I've never had one.
I'm just
kidding. Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm raising my hand. I'm waiting for you.
All right. Okay, Al. Al, do you want one? I mean, have you ever thought about having one?
No, I thought about it, yeah, with my ex. You know, we're not together anymore.
That's even better.
So,
what do you say?
I think that's why we're not together. He wanted to have a threesome, and I didn't want to have one. So it kind of ended.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, you fucking around, you barking up the wrong tree on this show, because these motherfuckers will come get you.
I'm fucking with you.
And I'm not talking about
who?
The dudes. I'm not talking about the dudes. I'm talking about the women. They will come get you.
So did you just say your dude left you because you didn't want a threesome?
No, he broke up with me because I didn't want to have a threesome. We ended it.
You
it was like, oh. I was like, all right, I'm done. Bye.
Wow, so that was the initial breakup. That was the initial reason. It wasn't no, y'all couldn't get along or nothing. It was just like, oh, you ain't bringing no other bitch in this room. I'm out of here.
Well, this is what happened. He wanted to have it with my friend because I'm from Oakland. I'm from California. And I told him, no, I'm not fixing to have my friend and us have a threesome. And then he's like, well, I don't think we should be together anymore. I'm like, well, it's good then. Well, we won't be together. We were together for like 4 years.
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
I mean, he gave up 4 years for.
So
I guess.
Did he end up sleeping with your friend?
No. They ended up never
like
hooking up.
Like after the fact?
No, they didn't.
Well, he must have
had you
ask somebody.
At least not that you know of.
Exactly. You're right about that.
I must have somebody that was giving him threesomes or something like that.
I wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now, that's like crack. It's like once you get hooked on them, it's hard to quit cold turkey. You be scratching and shit. You wake up in the morning, cold sweats.
I kind of agree with Mike over there. I ain't really trying to share nobody. I kind of agree with him.
I'm saying you can get hooked. You wake up in the morning with your dick in your hand looking for that third person. But it's all the bitch. I mean, you can't get hooked. You can't get hooked on that.
I don't know, man. I just don't like to share.
Me neither. I agree with you. I just don't want somebody else all over my dude. I'm not into that.
Well, what
I mean,
if you
I'm
want
saying,
somebody else's dude?
Oh, no. I don't know about that. I ain't never tried that, so I don't know.
What if she don't mind you being on her dude?
What if she don't mind me being on her? I just got what she said. What if I want somebody else's dude? Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I didn't think about that one. Mm-hmm. I was worried about us being my dude.
Yeah. So, you can get somebody else's dude and share with the woman.
Somebody else's dude. I didn't think about that. You got a point. I never thought about that.
So you would do one then?
I was thinking about it, yeah. It was somebody else's dude, not mine. I ain't doing it with mine.
I'm like, Jadine, what you say it again? She's like, I ain't telling y'all why I stay. You motherfuckers will not come get me.
Baby.
We on our way, Lebanese lover.
Lebanese lover. Now, how did that name come about, the Lebanese lover?
Ask Mandy. Or Candy.
Okay,
she's Lebanese. She's a Lebanese.
Mm-hmm. Kind of figured that one, but I mean, I maybe.
I mean, that's.
You know, you could have made it sound a little bit more sexy than that. We kind of figured that. We knew she wasn't. I'm pretty sure she wasn't no motherfucker. Then her ain't got the same complexion, calling herself no Lebanese lover. I forgot who I'm talking to, Ken. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I forgot who I was talking to. Shit.
Oh, goodness.
All right, well, all right, I'm going to ask you this. Come on now. You been on SinCityRadioShow.com?
Huh?
I said, have you been on SinCityRadioShow.com?
I signed up, and then I didn't know what else to do, and I went to sleep.
Wow.
Okay. I signed up on there, and then they had a little chat. I went to sleep. I was like, I couldn't figure it out, so I went to bed. That was last week.
Okay. And here's the bad part about this, that I would say, well, just ask Candy to help you. But considering...
Oh, goodness.
She did. That's why I couldn't figure it out.
Well, I'll go over there and request your friendship. I'll show you some stuff.
She didn't want me to get on there, but I just couldn't figure out how to get into a little chat room. And
so can I ask you, what is your name on there? Because I've yet to see Lebanese Lover on there.
No, I used my real name because I didn't know what to put. My real name's Mary Rayleigh.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
It says Raider fan. I'm a Raider fan.
Oh, see now we on board with each other. Raider fan? Shit. I'm the old
Raider
fan.
I'm a diehard Raider fan.
Oh, see?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Hi.
Did you just try to cut us off?
No, I'm right here.
No, I'm talking about butter.
No, I said that's awesome, and then my water bottle fell. I'm sorry. It said bow.
The water bottle?
Okay, so now, well, I mean, if you can, now, I mean, if you go to the site, all you got to do is click up. Once you log on, just click up in your right-hand corner. Your right-hand corner. The upper right-hand corner. And once you click that, it'll tell you everything, your profile, you know, if you want to change your profile picture, if you want to, you know, your friend's request, it'll show you everything.
Okay, yeah, she didn't tell me that part.
I didn't think she would.
Because I couldn't figure it out myself, what?
Okay.
Got jokes tonight.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But because we would love to see you on that. We would love to see you on that. I mean, because you.
Okay. I'm going to log on. Like, when do you log on?
You can log on right now if you want.
Oh, I can't be on the internet and on my phone at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well.
We'll log on after the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are y'all related? Are y'all related? Or y'all just real good friends?
No,
me
and
Mandy
related. Friends.
Yeah. You and Candy related. Y'all just real good friends.
Well, we're good friends, unless she was born in Beirut, Lebanon, and I didn't know.
Well, I mean, cause y'all have similar characteristics. That's what just made me just.
No, I'm getting along with them. We're just good friends. I just met her out here. I came from California. I've only been here since June, and I want to go back to California. I want to go back. I don't like it here.
Oh, if you were South Bend, oh my God.
No, she's in Michigan City.
I'm in Michigan City.
That's right.
Yeah. Little town.
Oh, yeah, that's totally different.
Well, you know what? I actually I frequent Michigan City quite often now. My daughter lives out there. My daughter lives out there, so I'm always out there when I come to, town.
Oh boy.
She's
like,
watch out, Michigan City.
That's what I'm saying.
See, I just come see my kids and my grandkids, and I leave back out. But now, y'all going to show me around next time we get there?
I mean.
Yeah, grandkids?
Huh?
You know how to contact me?
You have grandchildren?
Yes, I have grandchildren.
Oh, you sound young. That's why I asked you.
I am young. I'm only 27.
And I'm 21.
Don't buy long as you're legal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know how to get a hold to me.
Where Mike go? You hung up?
I'm still here. I'm listening.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, I want to see if you're still like real quiet on this.
I'm still
connection here.
Huh? Right?
I got a lot of interest. Now see, and Mike is on the site. He has his page on the site. Even though he never gets on it either, I'm gonna have to get in his ass about that too. He never goes on the site, but he has a site.
We just gonna be like two people there, never on the site.
Yeah, just lurkers, just people just get on there and just never come back. Just, you know, Mike, tell her what's your name on the site, man, so she can she can look you up.
Oh man, I forgot my name.
Wow.
Really, you forgot your name? Wow.
Whoa, this dude right here.
Okay. We gonna make this work tonight. I feel like Steve Harvey on Family Feud when I'm going to leave it alone. Well, his name is Butchie on there. I mean, how he forgot his own name, I had no idea, but his name is Butchie on there, so.
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Mike, what's your name?
That's my nickname.
Well, no, I'm asking you, what's your nickname?
Yeah, that's my nickname.
No, what is
she said, what is it?
What is it?
Zach just said that that's my nickname.
What's your
that's
name, fine motherfucker?
No, that was a sound bite, man. That wasn't her. That was a sound bite.
He said, that's my nickname. I'm like, what's your nickname? No, that's my nickname.
You might see that. You ain't been slow all your life, have you? Just half of it, right?
No, because I went to Gary Westside High School. I never gave nobody my real name.
You never gave nobody your government name.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We gonna make this right. We gonna make this right.
All right,
big dog. They trying to find you on the website. So they trying to see the name that you go by on the website.
We're not trying to stalk you. We just want to be on the radio show.
And the name that he goes by on the website is Butchie.
Oh, Butch. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Now, was that so hard, mate?
Yeah.
That's real original, okay.
And I thought I was running slow today.
Wow.
Okay.
Only in Sin City.
Right.
They make this shit up.
It's live.
Now, once you get on that, you can go in, you can go to Find Friends, and you can find Butchie, and you can send him a friends request.
Okay, and then you click that. I don't know, he don't even talk on here, so I don't think he's going to talk on there either.
What?
He's going to talk.
I will.
You going to, right, see, he said he will.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if I add you, you'll be my friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, hold on, L. Now, I just sent you a friend's request. Don't overlook mine now, cause trying to be funny.
I sent her one too earlier today.
Okay,
right.
When I get off the phone, I gotta get up back on the internet, and I'll accept your friend request. And I'll look Butch up, Butchie or whatever his name is, Mike or whatever.
we just told you the name. You know, this is about as bad as, oh boy. You would think we were teaching Chinese arithmetic today, huh?
You think? No, I was joking. I always a little screen name. I got it.
Nah, I know. I'm just messing with you. I know that it's only one candy on here. It only could be one candy on here.
And I own this shit.
Who owns
it? Only can be one.
There's only one, man.
Oh yeah, we know that.
I just commented on your pic too, so.
Oh.
You just commented on whose pic?
Candy's pic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming on a couple picks, man.
Oh, yeah. Candy all in the bubble bath and everything.
Dang, yeah. All in the bubble bath. What you doing?
Wouldn't you like to know?
not really.
Come on over and see it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Somebody got some HLA going on.
What's that mean? Nobody
know what hot lesbian action.
Oh, I never heard of that. Hot LN. I thought you were talking about the News Network show or something, H&L.
You know what? Ooh, no.
And nobody looked, you know, as he grapes or something.
There's only one me, okay?
She running the close second, though. She's a close second.
Oh, shit.
Then we got my man Mike, don't want to tell you his name.
Hey, I see why.
We got some character. Butter, where you at, Butter? Where you fit in tonight?
I'm sitting here listening to y'all and eating chocolate.
All right.
That ain't going to do no good.
I mean.
I like chocolate.
I love it. I love it. And when I start, I can't stop. So I get little packs and put, you know, around the house for myself.
You don't want, okay.
You don't hear candy go, I like
it. Hold on, y'all. I'm watching something. I do skim. I'm on the internet too. I skim through something. That, ladies, I'm gonna ask y'all. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what my fellas gonna say, but. Have you ever gave oral with a rub on, with a condom on?
Yeah.
What about it?
You have.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, have what with a condom on? Okay,
oral,
head?
Have you ever gave oral sex with a condom on?
No, I haven't. No.
You got to think about it. I suck Billy Dick. I suck Ray Dick. Wait a minute. I think Jeff. Well, no, Jeff didn't have one on either. Wait a minute. Raymond Heat. No, he didn't have one on either. No, I never sucked the dick without a condom. Like, she really went through her mental Rolodex. Like, okay.
Yeah. I set myself up for that one, but no, I haven't. I don't know about everybody else.
Hey, hold on, y'all. What's happening, Marley?
Hey, what's going on, people? How everybody doing?
How are you?
Marley.
Hello.
Right.
Marley, you done missed out, boy. You done missed it.
It was on a good show, yeah. I was asleep. Yeah.
They are, too.
They
see
you.
All right,
damn.
Mm. Are you from
we all
evening?
On one.
This boy's funny.
We all on one.
I mean,
stay on one.
I need a cigarette.
All right, so now.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that early. You know, within 3 days, you ain't going to want to even hit that no more. Yeah, you got to, like, wean yourself off of cigarettes and then go to the e-cigarette because it's going to be a waste of money.
I don't wonder what you're talking about.
Okay, now I'm trying to get back to what we were talking about. Butter, you said you did. How did that feel to you? I mean, was that...
I mean, it was a very thin, ultra-thin condom, so it was kind of... almost like okay, because there was stuff on top of it to make me not think about it, but at the same time I didn't want to put myself in danger because I didn't know the person.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't know him.
No, I didn't know the person at all.
Baby.
You didn't know the man at all and just said, come in, let me suck your dick.
No. No, it was a situation.
Okay.
It was a situation.
That had to be one hell of a situation.
Indeed.
Yeah, like one of the parties you went to or Janine went to.
Wow. Okay.
You know what? Speaking of that, do they use rubbers at those parties?
Yeah, they have them all over the place.
What parties? What party are y'all talking about?
Swinger party.
Swinger party.
Oh. Never been to one of them.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Yeah, baby, I mean, if people bring their own, at the hotel party, they brought their own, but I ain't seen no condoms. I just saw dick out and titties out and shit, so I don't know what the hell was going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, the one I went to, they had them, like, big bowls full of them. And...
Yeah, they usually do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know... It's like, you know, I wouldn't want to, you know what I'm saying, think, oh, that would be sad, you know. I'm excited and everything, and I'm getting it all and giving them the oral, and I wake up with shit all over my mouth, you know what I'm saying, all over my face.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know it was coming.
Do they have edible condoms yet? Edible condoms?
I don't know because, I mean, the closest thing I think they have to edible condoms is the Fruit Loop thing.
Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me.
No, yeah.
What is a Fruit Loop?
Yeah,
a fruit
loop. slapping around. And
oh, you talking about what the flat thing?
Yes.
The fruit roll up.
Yes.
And use that and wrap that around it. And wrap that around it.
I
just say, you want a nigga dick that can fit through a Fruit Loop, boy. You got a problem.
Hell yeah, you got a micro penis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that for you.
You know what? My grandson got some fruit roll ups over here right now. I could be on my way.
Man,
I love seeing some fruit roll ups.
Yes,
they are quite delicious.
Yeah. Juicy, the juice. Ooh, that'd be delicious.
Is that
like a cock ring or something? Cock ring?
No, it's a fruit roll up. A fruit roll up is a snack that the little kids eat.
Okay, all right.
I'm about to pull this semi over. Hey, let me get with the fruit roll up cock rings yet. What are the fruit roll up cock
rings? That's funny. How come you ain't laughing, Mike?
Lord have mercy.
Where am I going? So funny.
I can see Marley now. He's teeing it up. We got some fruit roll up. You done gave my kids this shit? You done gave my kids this shit? Hold on, Marley. It's candy. That's it. Don't you listen to that goddamn show no more.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? The radio. Where you at?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I'm
radio.
Wondering.
Where the radio host at?
Yes.
Are you there?
Who are you asking for, baby?
The radio host. I don't know your name.
Okay, that'd be us. What happened?
I was wondering if Mike was still on the line. So he,
I'm still on the line.
Yeah,
Mike, you still
here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
How come you're not laughing? You don't find it funny?
I'm still listening.
But you're okay.
Oh
my God. Okay.
Are you a shy person, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Are you a shy person?
I'd rather not say.
Oh,
that's your business.
Yeah, I got to say. Okay, I said it all.
Lord Jesus.
You want to, hey, would you like a fruit roll up, Mike?
She said she got a fruit roll up over there for you, Mike.
No, I said, would you like a fruit roll up? Not for me, but what do you want?
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, how many fruit roll ups can you add on there? You could probably add inches to a dick. You could probably add inches to a dick adding all those fruit roll ups on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are crazy.
We'll be eating for days.
Y'all, hey, you know y'all going to be running out buying some fruit roll-ups tomorrow. So, baby, let's try this.
I know.
Baby.
I tell you.
I hope don't nobody get hurt over these fruit roll-ups.
Yeah.
Mike can go out and buy a whole box of them.
Okay. That whole case of mud.
Different flavors.
Damn. Oh, boy. All right. Roll up. Oh, that's just hilarious. I got my life. Oh. Mm. Yeah. Mm. My grandson gonna be like, where are those two go, grandma?
Like, nah, you can't hide us.
Get that
book. You got my special treat.
Right. Wait a minute, grandma. These supposed to be my special treat. I said, put the motherfucking fruit roll up back.
You get the fruit snacks. I take the fruit roll up.
Right. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. If I came to your house, I'd be like, hey, he got the roll up. He got the roll up. He got the roll up.
Fuck around me. I'd get some Twizzlers and tape it around to my shit.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Now he's on to the pull and pill.
Yeah, pull and pill.
Well, and they say a black man ain't creative. This motherfucker that we got the Twizzlers. They have to be in the microwave for 30 seconds so they light nice and even with him. Wait a minute, Marty, what you doing? I done ran out of fruit roll ups.
You went wrong. A pull and pill.
About to get candy fucked.
What did he say?
Look, she said, what did he say? You talking to me, y'all? What?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, there's so many exciting things you can do, like, oh, with food, condiments.
I like to eat the food. That's like a thing on my body.
This has been a very unique show today. I got
yes,
it. This has been one unique show. I got to thank you all for coming on. I really
I'd never eat a fruit roll up another day in my motherfucking life.
And you about to go out and get your box now.
Hell no. Fruit roll up.
Try this. We ain't tried this yet, boo.
Oh, my
goodness. It just turned you all the way off about your good memories of fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups.
Right.
Shit, what you mean turned you off? Shit, now I'm about to have a great memory now.
No, I'm talking about Father Time. Father Time sound like that just hurt his feelings.
Them motherfuckers going strictly in the room or throw them on the top shelf.
Y'all never look at cheesecake the same again.
Cheesecake?
Yeah. Especially the cheesecake from Jack in the Box. I don't know if y'all have Jack in the Boxes out there. Wherever y'all at.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jack in the Box where you're at?
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Okay, hold on, y'all. I want to know what you do with the cheesecake.
Well, you take the cheesecake, but you got to get the Jack in the Box cheesecake. You can't just get, like, any cheesecake. You take the cheesecake, and you rub that all over there, you know, the stuff, and then you suck that cheesecake off. Yeah, you got that.
I have to go get a cheesecake from Jack in the Box so I can see. Maybe they texture is different or something. I don't know.
It's something about that type of cheesecake, I'm telling you.
You mean put the cheesecake on the woman's pussy?
Hey, can we come home? No, I'm the man, hon. The man be coming home with some cheesecake every night.
He can eat the cheesecake off my pussy. He likes cheesecake.
So we gonna switch that one around.
Right.
Okay.
You gotta
give me a patty pie.
You know, hey, I gotta tell y'all this. Let it be known, I do love cheesecake.
All right.
I love cheesecake.
Well,
I'll bring one when you visit next.
Okay.
Hey, ain't nobody fucking with candy. Get candy talking about out the goddamn
candy
door.
Candy throwing the little shots in there at you. She like, bring some cheesecake with you. Bring it for a roll up.
Look here. I'll stay a block away from Jack in the Box.
All right,
okay.
Now see.
Yo, he going to bring about 20 pieces of cheesecake with him.
Are you ready now?
Don't let me be able to find some nobody shit. Cheesecake be all smeared all over y'all car window.
Eat the cake and the mate. Yes.
Y'all got me in trouble tonight. I'm supposed to email my friend in prison. I can't do it right now, so I'm on my phone, and he gonna be tripping because it's like 10 o'clock.
What he gonna do? What he gonna do? Wait a minute. What the fuck can he do? What? I mean, seriously.
I'm choking. I swear, don't do it.
I gotta say this. Motherfuckers are loyal to these motherfuckers. Yeah, but I don't call him. All you gotta do is say click. Hello. Hell, he in bed anyway right about now. Shit. He hiding just to talk.
Oh, shit.
I've never understood that concept. I heard more women like, girl, he gonna beat my ass. How? 10 years from now?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is he gonna do? And you know what? Hey, Al, I guarantee you this. I bet you if you call tomorrow, he ain't going to hang up. What you was doing? I was doing this. I mean, come on. If there's no other time in this world that you could talk shit to this motherfucker, now's the time. You can tell him suck my dick. What are you going to do? Some push-ups? Some reps, shit. Run around the yard, shit. What the fuck are you gonna do to you?
I'm gonna find some fruit roll ups.
Exactly. I hope you don't find no fruit roll ups because ain't nobody in there. Well, he's motherfucker that nigga sucking off of me. I never understood that concept with women. Your man, where your man at? He's in Michigan City. Wow, he live in Michigan City? Yeah, the penitentiary. The pen bitch by Man, I hung up on the motherfucker and told me some shit like that. Hold on, y'all. Before we get out of here, I got to tell y'all this story because she just brought it up. I seen a motherfucker. I mean, motherfucker getting ready to get down and dirty. Motherfucker about to do their thing. The phone rang. This motherfucker started jumping up and down, crying. He know. I'm like, what, you outside? No, he calling. He calling from? Where he at? Grab a pistol? What the fuck he at? Shit. Man, this motherfucker told me he was in motherfucking Pendleton. Man, he working on a pipeline or something? Please, I said, well, how long he in there for? I said, would he get out today? No, he's like, oh, yeah.
Shit.
six more years, bitch, you about as dumb as a box of rocks.
We got to try it over here. Oh, good Lord.
I mean, man, you know what? Teach his own, though. Hold him down, L. Hold him down, L. Hold him down.
That just hurt my stomach.
Oh, my
goodness. I mean, was he your man before he went in there?
Huh?
Was he your man before he went in?
I know. He's my ex's friend.
Oh, you dirty dog. Hell, you ain't shit, boy. You dirty dog, boy.
Oh, shit.
And you know what? In the fucked up part, if I was locked up, I could not find nobody like you. I would be, man, I would just have a bunch of bitter baby mama telling me to kiss their ass. I'd be like, man, nobody love me.
Shit.
Man.
That was funny.
Oh, made my night. It took me forever. It took me forever to hit one, but, y'all, too funny.
Oh, my God. God.
Mike, where's Mike at?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Mike, just stay quiet. Just stay quiet.
It's all over it.
Mike, just stay quiet, dog. Cause she, you don't want that nigga 2 years from now coming out to you.
Oh, shit. I'm telling you, man.
He done tattooed Mike's name on his knuckles. Mike. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Mike, when you turn 62, it's on and popping. He keep coming for you.
He getting out and it's on.
Right. You got about another 30 years to go. You got another 30 years before you get out, but shit. When he get out, it's on the
get out, he coming for your ass.
He coming for your ass. You going to kick that cane from over you and everything.
He get out next year, actually, though.
Oh, that's good. The less and the better.
All right, man. That's we got to get out of here, man. We went over again.
Well, this has been the real.
I tell you, I'm going to bed with a smile on my face tonight, for real. Oh,
we're
going to
be laughing our asses off tomorrow thinking about this shit.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and just, buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed myself tonight. I will see you guys, talk to you guys next week.
That's what's up, Candy. Last words?
Yeah, I had a good time. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Mike?
Yes.
Any last words, bro?
I'm about to head to FedEx.
Oh, wow. Hey, at least you got a job.
Nah, I work two jobs, sweetie.
Well, that's good. That's what I said.
Wait a minute, Mike, you telling too much information. You telling too much information, right?
I'm about to say, you telling a little bit too much, ain't you? Shit. We don't even know all that. Goodbye.
Oh, shit.
All right, LL. LL, you got any last words?
Good night. Nice to meet you. I'll be back next week for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Harness.
Hey. Good show.
Yes. Yes.
All right, now, y'all, check it out. StanCityRadioShow.com.
Janine,
Janine. We still keep it. I mean, I know the show's only Tuesday and Wednesday. We still keep in touch with each other via StanCityRadioShow.com. Like I said, y'all,
hold on,
look
dog.
Up my boy.
Hold on, man.
You know,
hold on for a second, dog.
Hell,
Janine, you got your last word?
Request. Everybody that sent your friends request, get on now. Yeah. Even Candy put the pictures of the bubble bath up in there.
Wow.
Get it on track.
He ignored me.
Maybe he can't hear us or something.
He must
can't. He was in the zone. He was in the zone. He had something to get off his chest.
Oh,
okay. He had something to get off his chest.
He's thinking about the new
Year. You got any last words?
Huh?
You got any last words?
Yes. Next week is Friday, February. I think it's like the 25th. I'm going to get y'all more details. I want to see everybody there. We can have some fun. It was a good show. Good talk with everybody. I'll be online after the show. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, go ahead, man.
Man, I can't. It's like anything he going in and out, man. I'm having a bad reception. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't hear it. I'm having a bad connection over here. My fault.
It's all good. StanCityRadioShow.com, y'all.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Nice.
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, hair grease. And, of course, God bless. Next week, y'all. We out.
StanCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Hit us up.
Peace.